And the right side of the country, so I say, as the time here, well, they say, fire from the dinner, they couldn't start. We, so the minor gun is the part of the rush, why it comes to one after. Kenish is vital, so the province that is,
There are masters that
There are masters that
That's all of it. Shli and Afi have the same deal. Nimiche asas ki de klipe. And the Shli and Afi, they asas ki de nitil. If it's gonna come. All right. But if there is, it's gonna shamnune. Niskaplo, is it a kvule? When is hamto? That was you see that we that's not mikra levine. The din that kvule is considered as chomet. Mikra levine is not considered chomet. But we are machmir and we have to treat a kvule as chomet. Now suppose there is a matze, half of the matze is kvule and the other half is not kvule. So. And then there is another matze which is not full altogether, completely half. So suppose the two matzes touched each other, I mean in a hot state, the two matzes, one matze which is completely half, and the other matze which is half full and half not fuller, so in a hot state, let's say in an oven or even after they were taken out from the oven, but they were still very hot, so they touched each other. So if he touched, if the matzah is some shuchim b'shumet, we know gach mechavot b'mokim shenischap lo, if the matzah shall heter, touch the part that is with the kvulo, so it asers, it the matzah shall heter becomes osa. Why? Because it's mifapeya, b'chol amat. All right, go ahead. Umiyu. It's not by Sebrachis, it's my boss is beyond. All right. Now, 1 second, what did he say?
So he said that it doesn't touch the other part, so you don't say that the public signifier touches the, it makes the,
If the hetadike matze touch was in contact with the hef matze that was not full of, so then it doesn't become osa. It doesn't become osa. Why doesn't it become osa? Because there is no shamnunes there. Alright. It cannot spread, you see. When can it spread? When there is rated. So then it can spread, but by tolu, so it cannot spread. Now 1 second, so what does Matzah B'yom say? Kabechito, Shenitz is Libos HaMoluach. So what does it say? The other Hatiches that touch the Hatiche of Boso that was in contact with the Chitzicho, Amut. Even though they are all in contact with each other, but the chatiche that didn't touch is muta. All right, the dafke right in the Ramo also says. That's in Siman Tov Samach Vov. So there we say that if it because he keeps on turning over the spirit, so maybe there is contact. So in the course of the turning over the spirit, so there is contact. But if he didn't turn over the spirit, so then it wouldn't be awesome. Because in a time, yes, it is Mashma, right? So now, because with the turning over the speed, so the chitor comes in contact with all the other chatiches. That's why it's also. But if it didn't turn over the speed, so then the other chatiches are moved.
All
right. The offer the naked Mvusha will write the offer the naked tree. So now here we are dealing with offer. So he says what is true of three is also true of offer. Umiyun nirali. What does Ramos say? So he says if there was a chito. If the boso was nimach, and then we found the chaticho, so that chaticho that was in contact with that chito, so that becomes completely otah. And the other chaticho, so you have to be careless. So you have to be careless. Why? By Pesach we are marked. So in other words, so there are more pastens gabi miliche. Even though generally we say that miliche achas only to the klipe. And it only asks the klipe in the chatiche that was mamish in touch with the dvarim. So if we say chatiche shel heter and the chatiche shel iser were nimach together, so the chatiche shel heter becomes only otah ke the klipe. Even the same chatiche doesn't become completely otah. But by Pesach, so we are machmir that if we say he was milei bosor and then there many chatiches bosor and then on one chatiche of bosor. There was a chaticho, a chito. So then the Ramo passes that chaticho on which the chito is found is completely otah. And the other chatiches that were in contact with that chatiche, so he has to be careless. So Menela he says, Dal Kaponim Lord is true in Liche. So he says, so that's a chumre gabi Pesach. That's a chumre gabi Pesach. So in other words, so the Ramo. The Ramo in Tov Samar Zayin is not like the Mechaber here. Because the Mechaber here says, Avol in Bishot Arubin. Lo yitzorich shishim ele klipo in Tov Smokin, Av Vichometke. So Melekori to Mechaber, what would be the Alohe? If Vichomet Dike Chatiche, and the Heta Dike Chatiche, would be in work together, so how much of the Heta Dike Chatiche would become what there? Only to the klipo, even of the same Chatiche. But the Ramo doesn't pass him. Doesn't pass like the Mechaber in Tov Samar Zayin. In other words, even though here he doesn't say anything because he relies on what he says in Tov Samar Zayin. So that means that by Pesach we are machmir and even Miliche asks it completely. But it asks it completely only regarding the chatiche that was in contact with it. Bashink in the other chatiche, they joined this chatiche, these are only kamoser to the klipe. Now, Sli and Asiye is mavliya more than miliche, because miliche is only mavliya. In kol atere kule, miliche is only mavliya kede klipe, whereas sli and afiye in kol atere kule is mavliya kede nitile. So since the Ramo says even that the miliche by Pesach, so we are mavliya, that it asks the whole chatiche on which the chito was found, so certainly here, if a matze, If a matzah shel chometz would touch in the oven a matzah shel heter, so even though it's kochosh, so the whole matzah would become osah. And if let's say suppose you have a matzah shel chometz, and that touches in the oven a matzah shel heter, and then you have other matzah shel heter, So, but the other matzah shel heter touch only this matzah, they don't touch the matzah shel iser. So according to the Ramo, so this matzah would be also completely, and this matzah will have to be killed. So if by miliche we are machne that, so certainly by off, this is what he said. The alkaponim we all extreme miliche. They. So that was the marino. You see, the marino is even more machmir. The Ramo doesn't go all the way like the marino. According to the marino, you see, the marino is chilek on the mechaber shita. The mechaber says that where that were in collateral kule it's only after the kule. So Chometz is same thing. So the Marilah holds no. When we say that Milicha only asked Kiri Klippe or Tsomu or Opu Atas only Kiri Kile, so it's because the Kola Kiri Kule Mashu doesn't happen. So the Mele, without Chetev, so there is a Bliye Gmure only Kiri Kile by Tsomu. But a Mashu Bliye by Tsomu in Kola Kiri Kule there is over the whole thing. This is the sheet of the Mariel. In other words, so even let's say according to Mario, if we say Ichtiches Boso Shchuto would be Nitzle together with Ichtiches Boso Nivele, and they would touch each other. Let's say it's Kokush. The two Ichtiches Boso are both Kokush, and they would touch each other in the oven. So, what aloche? That the Ichtiches Boso Shchuto becomes also only Kinitile. So you have to take off. To the extent of the width of the netzba, and the rest of the chatiche would be muter. Why is the rest of the chatiche muter? So the Maril says, because in to the extent of kidney tile, so there is a bliyeg mure. Mashenke, in the rest of the chatiche, there is no bliyeg mure. But the bliyeg masho, there is. But in kolatir kule, the bliyeg masho doesn't answer. Mashenke bachomech, where the bliyeg masho also answers, So then, it becomes misaradin. So if a matzah shel chometz will be offered together, will touch in an oven, a matzah shel pesach, so then the whole matzah will become oter. And not only that matzah, according to Maril, let's say this is the matzah shel chometz, and all these are matzah shel heter, so these will be baked together. So then, so a mashu bliya, there is no matzah. But the Ramo in Tov Samar Zayin doesn't pass like that. The Ramo only passes that the Chatiche that is mamish in contact with the Matzah Shel Chometz. That has a bliye of Mashu in the whole thing. Mashenkein the other Matzah, so there he only has to be killed. All right. Vimkei.
No.
All right. Now, Vimkei will say,
So he says,
the reason you see this Rav Netam, all right, no. The Dafke, no? Now what does it mean that Ramon says he dafki b'mokim shaya b'reiche? So that means the Tano is cotton and it's osu, and the Yisra b'heter is miguri. So then there is a machleket between Rav and Levi, and we passing like Levi. So yesh machmiri by chometz. But why? Because yesh machmiri and then yesh mitilin. So the Ramo says in Yodeh that in bimokim hefset, so it can be made here. So in other words, even by chometz. So that is reference. To what case? So he says that to be posuach that. When Ramo says the mokim hefset we can be made to even by chometz, why can we be made to? Because according to Rashi Shite, that Levi says reichelav milse, because it's not even considered mashu, so maybe by chometz it's also muta. According to the Rashi Shite, that the reason that's why Levi says that reichelav milse is because he holds that mashu is not osa. So then by chometz, according to the Rif, even while he is a Levi, so Reiche would answer, so the Mele be Mokim Hefset, so we rely on the Shite, of Rashi. This is why the Ramot says, in Yodei, Mokim Hefset Yishlo. So he says, in Yerali, Dafke,
Why?
Now, what did it say? What did it say? How is that to be explained? What difference does it make whether it's Pesuach Tzatz or it's Sosum Ligamri? So when is the Ramo Mati by Chomet, Mimokim Hefset, only if it's Pesuach Tzatz? But if it is Sosum Ligamri, there is no opening. So then the Ramo wouldn't even be Mati in case of Hefset. Why not? Because the Ramo says, You see, because there are two shilas that have to be considered. One shila is there is a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that when does Levi say reiche lav milse, when does Levi say reiche lav milse, that is only if it's pesuach tzatz. But if it is sosum ligamre, then Levi would be made in kol atere kore that reiche is milse. This is one shila. Other rishonim say no. That Levi, who says Reich Alav Milse, so he would apply it even to a case of Sosom Ligamre. So that's one machlokes in Kol HaTere Kore. So the Ramo mentions the two days, and he says that Bimokim Shein Hefset, so we know in Surin we should ask a Reich if it is Sosom Ligamre. Why? Because if it's Mokim, if there is no Hefset Merube, so then if there is no Hefset Merube, so we have to be Cheshit for the Shittat Rishenim, that Levi is only Mati Reich in a case where it's not Sosom Ligam. But the Mokim have said, so then we rely on the Shittat Rishenim that according to Levi, Reiche is Lav Milse, even though it's Sosom Ligam. Then the Ramo says, we got the Chometz. So again he says, the Mokim, that now we passed him that the Reiche is Lav Milse, but by Chometz, it's Osea. So he says, the Mokim have said, we can be made so he can equate Chometz with only Sosom Ligam. So Meile, the Mogav Rom says, when is the Ramo Matia? By Chomet, the Mokim Hefset, Dafke, if it's Pesuach Tzatz. So then, if it's Pesuach Tzatz, so you only have to consider one Machlekes Hashem. One Machlekes Hashem. In other words, the Machlekes between the Rif and Rashi, as to whether Levi's din, the Trich Lav Milse, is based upon the fact that Mashu is not Otzea, or because Reiche is not even Mashu. So in the case of Pesuach Tzatz, So the Mokim Hefset, it is fake the Rabbonon, so the Mokim Hefset, we rely on the Shite of Rashi. That according to Levi, so Reiche is not even considered Mashu. Mashen, can if it's also Ligamre, then we have his Svek Svek Lechumre. And only fake the Rabbonon is Lechumre. But if there is a Svek Svek Lechumre, then we cannot say Lechumre. Even the Rabbonon, even the Mokim Hefset Merube. So in other words, so if it's also Ligamre by Chomet, so by Shori Surin, the Ramo says that the Mokim Hefset is Mutar, because by Shori Surin it involves only one child, you see, where the Levi's din of Rechel Al-Milse applies to a case of Sosom Ligamre. So the Mokim Hefset, so we rely on the Shittat Rishonim, that Levi's din of Rechel Al-Milse applies even to a case of Sosom Ligamre. Masha'inkin, if it's Pesuach Tzatz, so we have this Svek Lechumre. First, maybe the Aloche is like the Rishonim would say that Levi deals only with Pesuach Tzatz, not with Sosom Ligamre. So by all these stories it is Otzah, certainly by Chometz. And assuming that Aloche is like the Rishonim, that Levi's din of Rechel Al-Milse applies even to a case of Sosom Ligamre, but maybe the Aloche is like the Rif, that the only reason that's why Rechel Al-Milse is because it's like Mashu. So maybe by Chometz in Pesach or Mashu is Otzah. So Reiche should be Otzah. So maybe there is a Svek Sveke Lechumre. So we cannot be made to be Mokim Hefset Merube. This is what the Mogav Rom says. All right. Because of Ramo. Now what are you saying now? I don't know where you're up to. Blocking the Chomet. Have been mocking Hefset Osa. All right, go ahead. All right, no? Why takes it? Machmirim al Vitano Godin Pesuach? That's because that's the Shita of Chabatam. That we pass from like Rav, that Reiche is Milse. All right. The Gamdas of it, actually this, you see, so this is no additional reason. This does not present an additional reason as to why we have to be Machmir Bachomet. Because Rav Netan himself, who's the pastor like Rav, so he is that by pass we don't say Seichet. But the Mogavron mentions it because the Shaila could arise in connection with the Tavshil Chomet, not Bat. You see, the question of Reichet Milse, Gabi Chomet, could arise in connection with the Tavshil. Gabi Tavshil, Gabi Pat, there is no Reich of the Tavshil. But Gabi Tavshil, a Tavshil so Chomet, then there is Reich. So that's why he mentions this additional reason. All right, the Gamdas of him. So the middle, what does it mean? So in other words, we have a sex speaker at home. All right. In other words, so the Reef after that because according to the Reef. So it's a din of mash, so maybe the Chomet is also there. And this was because the pasuk like Chav. Yeah. So then it's only one Sofi. So the Mokim Hev said, we rely on that Shittat Rishen. All right. The whole Zebi tree. In other words, what did he say? All right, now, well, that's the Rajbo. I mean, that by Bishul there is no Reach. So it's Mut. V'afshar amokosah. Yiras Hatos. Shevisa v'hetzah. So in other words, so what does it say? So the Ramo himself can see that all the poskim say that by Bishvu it's muta, but he's only machmir because the list of the heter is machmir b'chamat munishav. V'chem dume. Oh, in other words, you see, so we see that Ramo himself, and on the basis of his own judgment, would be inclined to be matir, but he is forced not to be matir because the vis of a heter says so. But so then the Mogavrom says that the device that the Ramo didn't have the right nusach in the vis of a heter, and that's why he asked. It's all your right, go ahead. No. So what is the chidume shel ohoyo beisavet es ramo? Kmo shekotov vaneinu, vitzorach vayim alecham lechoshev chitzli vaafir. The bishul kano shemutas. In other words, so according to the nusach we have in isavet, so he says, so he says in so many words that bishul is muter, but chamim is considered like three, but bishul is muter. In other words, the ramo didn't have that nusach, so maybe he thought that the reason is why the Isa Veter, after that, Gabi Chamim is because he holds Bishli, he's also Osa. But the fact is that the Isa Veter himself says that Bishli is Muta, only Chamim is Mochamo. Why? We'll soon see. Vem is it? In other words, you see, some Bishul itself has no reyach, but something like chong, where it's cooked and in for a whole day, so that has a reyach. All right? So that money is so. So it's Giremes Pitum, and then there is Reach, because it there is that money. Mashenke, in regular Bishul, there is no Reach. All right. Avo the Bashmi. That is not like chong when you keep it for a whole day. He says me Natanu.
So
I said maybe the Pshat and Ramo when he says Imatano Sosum of the Bishloser, he doesn't mean any Bishl, regular Bishl. He means the kind of Bishl that we have in Atmores Chanus. But the regular Bishl, he's made it that there is no Reach in Bishl. Right? Did you look up the Gemara in Sochem there? So how did you understand this? Without looking at it, I can see how he can understand it. Even we look up the Gemara, it's not so simple. Now, in the sugi of Reichem Yusha, Reichel Al Yusha. So the Gemara in Sochem that I involve in the Bay says, Meis, in Tzelim Shnei Sochem Keachot, Nisnei Atarut. One is not allowed to boil two kom pesach together. Why? Because of taruvet. Why love taruvet tamis? So in other words, so the more assume the taruvet means because if you boil two psochim together, so then there will be an intermingling of timing. So in other words, so the time of one kom pesach will be absorbed by the other kom pesach. So what's wrong with that? Because there is a loch at the pesach in Nechlo in New York. In other words, if one was not nimna in certain korban, he's not allowed to partake of that korban pesach. Now, so it is over also to eat a pesach on which he was not nimna. In other words, on korban pesach you have to make a reservation. That's the only echel or alpidin you have to make a reservation. And if you didn't make any reservation on the korban pesach, you're not allowed to partake of it. So, if you had two psochim, now let's say Ruben and Shimon. This is Ruben's korban pesach, and this is Shimon's korban pesach, and they were boiled together. So the time of Shimon's korban pesach is nivlai Ruben. So then when Ruben eats, he eats something that is shalom in New York. So Memeleh eats up. This is what he wanted. So the whole time, so the whole reason is why the Bryce in the Sefer says, "Ein Shimon shnei psochim keachod, taruvet." And what does taruvet mean? Taruvet stolen metamim. But otherwise, if not for taruvet timing, it would be muter. But even without taruvet timing, it should be osea. It should. I'm sorry. What taruvet timing? Taruvet timing means just reyach. So the Gemara says, "My last taruvet timing, v'kashel levi." So the Gemara first assumes that a tam will not, even though the Gemara mentions tam, but the Gemara didn't mean tam. It's the Gemara meant reyach. So the Gemara assumes that the reason why it's also there is because of reyach. So you see the reyach is nuseh. So the Gemara says, loyim taruves gufi. Taruves gufi. So in other words, that they should not be nisare. They might be mixed up, and one Ruben can say, Shimon's content. I made a mistake when I said taruves time, tam. It means reyach. So the Gemara says, "Ochanam mitaber." The Tana says, "Afilu gdi ukle." I am a bishleim mitnei gufin. Hani diktona afilu gdi ukle. Elo I amre. Mitnei taruves tani. Malik gdi ukle. Malik gdi ukdi. So then the sefer of the Brisa says that even if one kom pesach is a gdi and the other kom pesach is a ukle, so it's all we're not allowed to boil them. Why? Because people sometimes might make a mistake and they might forget. So the one who's competitor with the gdi, he'll take the clay. So that's why he has to mention it as a chile. Because we could say, how will people make a mistake? How will they mix up a gdi with a clay? But if we are going to say that taruven means taruven time in the sense of reyach, time in the sense of reyach, so Eliyahu written taruven time, malik di with clay, malik di with gdi. So what kind of a chile is there in gdi with clay? I mean the reyach will come out anyway. So elo mai al kochoch mitnei taruves gufi mudosa, abu taruves taimim shorek. So it's mashma from the sefer that the reason why you're not allowed to be tailor shnei tochem keachot is because of taruves gufi, because maybe it'll be mixed up. It'll mix up one with the other. So leim etevet yufte de rav. So then there'll be kashe against rav, because rav holds that Reicha is Milze. So here we, according to Rav, we don't have to resort to the possibility maybe he'll mix up with one compass with the other. It should be not on account of Reicha. Amar Rav Hirmi Yehochem Ma'askinon Kigin Shetzoli B'Shtei Deira. In other words, here he deals the case where it was done in two separate deiras. So Memele, so what does it mean two separate deiras? So there is no Reach if it's two separate deiras. So there is no Reach. So that's why it's also only because of the possibility of Sarubis Gufi. The Gemara asks, B'Shtei Deira Tog Daito, Elohim Ekein Shtei Deira. Now, how can there be V'Chitzeli in Pesach B'Zeiro? In Pesach, we are not allowed to be Tzeli B'Zeiro. Even if you don't cook it in water, but just Nekele, you're not allowed to be Tzeli. That's called, if you boil it in Nekele, that's called Tzlikado. In other words, Tzlikado means if you boil it in Nekele. You put it in Nekele and you boil it that way. That's Tzlikado. So Nekele, so from Pesach, you're not allowed to boil Nekele. So how could the vice have reference to such a case? Elo eime keinsteg dere. What does it mean keinsteg dere? So Rashi says, Shput mikam, v'teil godl shol geholim, o yeifa b'emsa. In other words, he puts one from Pesach on one stick, and then he puts another from Pesach on another stick. And then there is a pile of geholim between the two from Pesach. And there is a pile of geholim between the two korban pesach. So in such a case, there is no reiche. So that's why the price says that it's also only because of the possibility of tarubes gufi. However, if there is no pile of geholim between the two korban pesach, then according to Rav it is water. The Vaisa says that it's also only because of the possibility of Tarubes Gufi. However, if there is no pile of Geholim between the two Korban Pesach, then according to Rav it is water because of Reiche. So we don't have to resort to the possibility of Tarubes Gufi. All right, that's the Gemara. Now, so what is the Rambam say here? The Apshat is Yosef. Now the Rashbo brings the Raya, and the Rashbo says that by Bishul there is no Reach. So what's the Raya? What's the raya of the Rashbo that by Bishul there is no reyach from this Gemara in Soch? Because when the Gemara said, El Mayal Kochim Tarub is Gufi Udot, Avot Tarub is Tom in Shore, limited to Yuf to the Rav, so I'm Rabbi Yom Yeh, Ochem Haaskin on Kishin, it's only Shteg Deres. So then the Gemara asks, Shteg Deres Tok Daito. So what does it mean, Shteg Deres? It means Bishul. Shteg Deres means Bishul. So what's the Teret? In other words, there is no reyach. So we see, that there is no din of Reicha Milse Gam Bish. That's the Raya of the Rashbo. So then the Bes Yosef, is Chelek on the Rashbo. And he says, no, that's not the Pshat according to the Rashbo, so if, let's say, there will be Bishop, let's say, Yechaticha Shalisa, will be Nisbashel in one part, and the Yechaticha Shalheta will be Nisbashel in another part, and they'll both be placed in the same oven, so then there is no reich. There is no reich. Even according to Rav, who says that reich milse, and let's say according to Rishenim, who say that where it's pasuach legamre, where it's tzotzim legamre. So even Levi admits that there is that reich is milse. So the Rashbo says, but if it's bishul, so then there is no reich. However, if it's likado, what it means likado, it means it is boiled, but not on spit, but in kele. So then reich is milse. So the Bes Yosef says, the Bes Yosef is chelik ha-Rashbo. And he says, no, it doesn't make any difference between bishul and likado. So just as bishul is muter, there is no reich milse by bishul, so there is no reich milse by likado either. By three kado either, only by three mamas, but not by three kado. So he says, from this gemara, Shabbos Yosef is in the Zayin, Chelik or Rashbo. What is that? No. Umay the Rayin. Oh, so he says, now, the Pshat in the Teret of the Gemara, the Rashbo mentions the Raya from this Gemara, from the original Teret of the Gemara. El King Hochemai Avir Meir Teret, King Shetzori Bishtei Deret. So what does Gemara mean, Shetzori Deret? That means Bish. So it's the Raya of the Bish with Muda. So the Messiah of Esther against the Rashbo. Now, how could the Gemara have it all Kedai Tor? That Kom Pesach is Mizbash. How could the Gemara have such a strong title? So obviously, when Rav Yirmiyah said, "Hoch Maskin," he told us there. Rav Yirmiyah didn't mean that the two Korban Pesachs were mivashel. Rav Yirmiyah certainly knew that you can't be mivashel. I'll say all men know mushel. So he knew that you cannot be mivashel a Korban Pesach. So what did Rav Yirmiyah think? Rav Yirmiyah meant, so he said there, he meant slikado, not bishop. Some money shech, so from that Gemara. So how can the Rashbo bring a raya from that Gemara? That by Bishol there is no din of Pechel Yud. But by Tzlikado, there is. The whole raya is from this Gemara, King Shetzori Bishtei Deres. And by Korban Pesach, it couldn't be Bishol Mamash. So what could Rabbi Yirmiyah have meant? Right. Tzlikado. So Memele, so it's a raya that even by Tzlikado, Reche is Lav Miyuseh. Reche Lav Miyuseh. This is what the Yosef says. So now the Mogav Rom says, all right, you go ahead.
The
Tano, Yesh Mehoko. So in other words, how does the Messiah explain why B'shtei Deret? So it's Mutea. The Gemara refutes that. The Gemara says, Deret out of the Aitoch, Alayim Geshenshi Deret. Because Korban Pesach, you couldn't even be Tzeire in Tzlikado either. You must be Tzeire in Tzlikado, not in the Kele. But we see that the Tzlikado is Muter, there is no Reichel Miyuseh by Tzlikado. Why? Because the Gdeira is Masher. So it's not because it's cooked in water, so maybe there is no Reyah. Two, there is a Reyah, but since it's in a Kele, so the Deif Neakli, no matter how low it is, so that is a Chfiteh, and that's a strong. The intermingling of the Reyah. This is how the Yosef says. So, we shouldn't be machmir by Atmoni B'Shabbos either, according to the Yosef. Because if there is a mafseke, so certainly by Atmoni, there is a chesed. There is a chesed. Oh, so, what do you say? So even though there is a definite deiro that the abstract but the reyach can come out or above some mele reyach should be milsen for raya.
Because
if
the one
is,
you have to go up there.
We hold the Mishane. Oh, so in other words, so what do they do with the Yosef's Kase? Now, so the Yosef says, Rabbi Yirmiyah certainly could not have forgotten the Posi Klaufichum and the Noam Bushel. So Rabbi Yirmiyah must have meant that it's Ricardo, and still it was a good heret. So the only kasha was that by competent not allowed to boil it, it's Ricardo. So we see that even by Ricardo there is no rechet. So he says, of course, Rabbi Yirmiyah himself, he knew that you are not allowed to be mevashel competent. And Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he knew not only that you're not allowed to be mevashel, you're not allowed to be tailored Ricardo either. He knew that. So it's the Makshin who thought, the Makshin. But when Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Hocham Askinu b'shtei deres," he really meant as the Maskon of Gemara said, "Kei shtei deres." Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't mean shtei deres; he meant kei shtei deres. So the Makshin thought. He said, "Deres al gadaytoch." So the Makshin thought that Rabbi Yirmiyah meant shtei deres mamish. So the Makshin thought that Rabbi Yirmiyah meant not only shtei deres plikado, but that Rabbi Yirmiyah meant shtei deres bishul mamish. So then you ask, how could the Makshin be cheshed, Rabbi Yirmiyah, that he didn't know that? So we can have the same kasha even according to the Yosef, that with Rav Zirmiya didn't mean Bishul, he means Likado. So you can have the same kasha. How did the Machshin think for a moment that Rav Zirmiya didn't know that Likado is not on Kompeta? So the answer is, he did. Well, what can you do? So the Machshin thought that Rav Zirmiya meant Likado. You have to say that according to Rav Yosef also. So just as you have to say according to Rav Yosef that the Machshin thought that Rav Zirmiya meant Likado, which is a toed, so we can say that the Machshin thought that Rav Yirmiya meant Bishul Mamesh. So then the Gemara says, now it's Rav Yirmiya, when he says Shtek Deres, doesn't mean Shtek Deres, he means Kei Shtek Deres. What does it mean Kei Shtek Deres? In other words, when there is a pile of the Chodos. All right, look. So only when there is a big pile of the Chodos between one Tom Tessach and the other, then there is no outlet for the Reach. Mashenkin, if it is just in a Kele, so two he says a Deifen, but how high is the Deifen? So then the Reach can go over the Deifen. Noch ein Marsch ist auch gleich, ein Schaff, Winke.
In dem Fall, wenn wir uns wieder auf den Schluss, wir sollen gehen nach Krieg kennen. Also da ist ja auch in die Jahre. Aber sie sind wissen, was haben wir für Schaar, auch das haben,
So what does the Mogavrom say? In other words, you see, so in other words, there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Yosef as to whether there is Reiche and Milse Gabe Tzlikado. So the Rashbo says, by Bishul there is Reiche in Lav Milse, but by Tzlikado, Reiche is mute. We don't say since there is a different idea, so it's mafi. And the Bishop says that not only by Bishul there is no Reiche, but even by Tzlikado, so there is no Reiche either. So the Mogavrom is machria like the Rashbo. So that means by Bishul there is no din of Reiche. In other words, even where Reiche is mute, let's say according to Rav and Kolatere Kule, or even according to Levi, according to the Shemin by Chometz, Levi would be Mutea, or according to the Shemin by Sosom Ligamre, Reiche is Milse. So in all these cases where Reiche is Milse, for whatever reason it is, by Bishul, Reiche is Lav Milse. But by Tzlikado, wherever Reiche is Milse, so by Tzlikado, it's also Milse. Tzlikado is like three mamish. All right. Because of the Yamsha Shlame.
Why can't you let them among the Boa?
All right. Certainly Hungarian borscht is Mikra Lohar. All right, now the next Mogavrom. In Isha the Mashu.
So what
does Mechaba say? That Chomesh is Sarah Mishay Shoyis, Adalairo doesn't ask of the Mashu. Why? Because so he explains it. So the Mogavrom explains it. Why? Because there is no Chomesh. Now the question is, does Chomesh Nuksh, from the point of view of this reason, because there is no Chomesh, so therefore does not have the Masho, so we should follow that Chomesh Nuksh, there is no Chomesh, so it shouldn't have the Masho either. This is what the Mogavrom considers. If the Masho of Chomesh Nuksh was Nisaris in Pesach, so does the Tafshil become Oser or not? So cost of Likutim Ariyo. Now do you know the Raya of Chitik Oznaite? In regard to what does the Gemara make an analogy between Chometz Nukshe and Chometz Mivov Shoy Tlamayu Arafetach? That has to do with the Gemara Dabor in Sochi. I'm coming to Nisho. The Mogad Arzayin in Tzochis. So Yomar says, Yomar Abgidu, Yomar Afriba, Yisif, Yomar Rav, HaMikadesh Mishisho Yisum Mailo, HaFilo Bechiteko Denayite, Encheishishem Yidush. Encheishishem Yidush. So there is a machleke, Rishenim, Rashen Rav Netar. So what does it mean, HaMikadesh Mishisho Yisum Mailo, HaFilo Bechiteko Denayite, Encheishishem Yidush? So there is one pshat that it means now chiddush of the ma'ase is chometz nukshe. That is very hard, weak. So it's chometz nukshe. So one pshat is hamkadosh misheisho yisro lemailo. Hamkadosh misheisho yisro lemailo. Afilu the chiddush of the ma'ase. So in other words, if it is both. In other words, if it is. In other words, according to Rav Netam, so when do we say that it's in Cheshen Likdushin? Only if, let's say, if it is Chometz Nukshe. So if it is Chometz Nukshe, even if it is Chometz Nukshe and it's Lach HaSheshoi, so then it's not something right. So there is one Rabbah. Or if it is Kedem HaSheshoi, when it's also only from the Rabbah, it's Chometz Gomor. Mashenkin, if it will be to the Rabbanons, so then the Kedushin will be taken. So in other words, when is the Kedushin not taken? If, in two cases, in two situations, where it's with the Rabbanon on account of the fact that the Chometz is a Chometz Nukshe, even though it's already after 12 o'clock, or it's not Chometz Nukshe, so the Chometz is Chometz Raise, but it's with the Rabbanon because it's 11 o'clock. So then, it's also Banoye. It's also about Noye, only the Rabbanon. So I would say, according to Rav Netam Shita, there is an analogy between the case of Chometz Nukshe Lach HaSheshoi, where this man is already this man of Chometz Midraite, but it's also only the Rabbanon on account of the fact that Chometz Nukshe is in the Rabbanon, Chometz Nukshe is the Rabbanon, or in the case where the Chometz is Chometz Gomu, but it's also about Noye in the Rabbanon because it's before 12 o'clock, it's 11 o'clock. So in other words, so we see that there is Keheiche. So the Mariel is patient, just as we say, you see, Rigabe, the Yitz is Azdush, Rigabe, the Yitz is Azdush, so Chometz Nukshe, Bizman Yisure, is the same, Bizman Yisure Midraite, is the same, like Chometz Gomu, Bizman Yisure Midrabalon. So, here too, he says, Chometz Nukshe, since, so we see that Chometz Mivovsho Yislamayro, Chometz Mivovsho Yislamayro, which is Rabbonon, has the same din like Chometz Nukshe. All right. Scavenger, take.
The
Now one second, so what did the Mariel say? The Mariel said that Chometz Nukshe, even on Pesach itself, so he's brought to the Tzama. That's what Mariel said. Then he mentions the Chuvas of the Mariel. So there the Mariel, somebody inquired from him. And the one who inquired from him mentioned that he heard that the Mari was Mati Chometz Nukshe B'nation Tam Livgan. So in other words, so the Shaila in the Chuvas of the Mari is whether now we say that now, of course that itself is Machlokes Rashanim, but we are assuming that by Chometz Gomu, so B'nation Tam Livgan is also Rambam, because B'nation Tam Livgan is like Mash. So the question arose, how would it be a B'nation Tam Livgan of Chometz Nukshe? A nation Tam Livgam of Chometz Nukshe, would it be Oseh on Pesach, or it would not be Oseh on Pesach? So the Mari says, Af al pi shenei shenire sheyesh lechalek. So the Mari is assuming, he's taking it for granted, that Mashu certainly offers by Chometz Nukshe. Certainly offers. Now it's not like the Mari. Not the Mari, because the Mari says that even the din of Mashu doesn't apply to Chometz Nukshe. So Chometz Nukshe doesn't offer the Mashu. So that the Mari takes for granted that Mashu certainly is also by Chometz Nukshe. The Shaila that he had to consider was, do we say that this nation Tam Livgam also applies to Chometz Nukshe? A nation Tam Livgam of Chometz Nukshe, would it be also would it be also unfair? So that he has to consider. So he says, Afa Pishin Nira Sheish Lechali. So now, Mashu is also by Chomet Nukshe, not because, not because of Ripluk, but the Gabe is in town with Gam. So there he says, if it is Osea, so it must be Osea on account of Ripluk. An account of Ripluk. All right. Now, just one second. Now, I just want to explain it. Now, why does he call the Isar of Mashu? That's Gufak there, right? And Nisim Tamul Gam, if it is Osea, so it has to be based upon the concept of Ripluk. Now, you remember, I said, well, I mean, why does he say that? So let us say, Ligabi Mashu also, we have to resort to Ripluk. Why Ligabi Nisim Tamul Gam? So he says we have to resort to the consideration of Ripluk. But Ligabi Mashu, so we don't have to resort to the consideration of Ripluk. Now, remember, I mentioned that even though Mashu is Osaram Pesach, even though Mashu is Osaram Pesach, but it is special Isar of Mashu. And there are many riots. I mean, I mentioned that in explaining the Mogav Rom. So there are many riots that Mashu is a special Isar. It's a special Isar of Mashu. It's not the same Isar. It's not that it's not like the domestication material must be balanced with bottle. So that means it doesn't become both. So in other words, there was no people. But Mashu by Pesach, certainly we got a Mishal with the Mine, where it cannot be based upon Domashish material. So it's especially, in other words, Beetle the Lee. But then the Chachomi, after the Mash, even though Beetle was how, so the after the Mash. This is what I said in explaining them the Imog Avon. However, from the Chuvis Mari, it's Mashma that he doesn't agree with this concept. He holds that by Pesach, that Mashu is Osea, so it's not a special Isa of Mashu. It means Mashu, there is no people in Mashu. So it's the same Isa. So that's why, so that's we got Mashu. So the reason is why Mashu is Osea on Pesach is because on Pesach, Mashu doesn't become both. That's our law. So it's not a special Isa, it's not a new Isa of Mashu. It's the same Isa. It doesn't become both. And in other words, Mashu, according to the Mari, so Mashu by Pesach, Midrabonon is considered like Nikarita. So what is Nikarita? There is no Beetle. So Mashu and Pesach, also there is no Beetle by Pesach. So it's the same. Mashainke Nesim Talmud Gam, even the Rishim, who says that Nesim Talmud Gam is also on Pesach. So it's not because of the same Isha. After all, if it was Gam, it was Gam. So it's a new Isha, Midrabonon, of Nesim, of Tam Pogom is also on Pesach. So there is a distinction between Mashu, that is Osea. Mashu is Osea because of the same Isa, like no Shishi. Now, how is it Osea if there is no Shishi? Then it's Osea and Kolatere Kole, because there is no Beetle. So not only there is no Beetle, so in Leila you eat the Gufo Isa. So Mashu by Pesach, by Mashu there is no Beetle. So you eat the Gufo Isa. Mashenkin, if it's an Asian town with Dam, it's Dam Pogo, that's not considered like Gufo Isa. So it's especially Isa by Pesach, that even Dam Pogo is Osea. That's why Ligabe Mashu by Chometz Nukshe, he has no shy. There is nothing to consider, there is no problem. Of course, Mashu asked by Chometz Nukshe, because the Chachomim says that by Chometz, Mashu doesn't become bottle. Now, if Mashu doesn't become bottle, so what difference does it make? Whether it's Ligabe Chometz Nukshe, or it's Ligabe Gabe regular Chometz, or Ligabe Chometz Nukshe, it doesn't become bottle, if it doesn't become bottle. Mashain ki Ligabe Nisim Tamu Gam. Nisim Tamu Gam, we know that Tam Pogo is not Osa. After all, there is a loch and the Vela Shini Rui Vigea Rini Kui Nevela. And that's the reason as to why Nisim Tamu Gam is Muta. So even though many Rishini say that Nisim Tamu Gam is not there, so it's not considered like Nigufo Yisera. It's a special Yisera of Nisim Tamu Gam. So since it's a special Yisera, so it shouldn't apply to Chomet Nukshe. Because why did the Chomet make a special Yisera? Why? Because Chomet, Chumret, Koret, Olimot, and so on and so forth. But all these Chumret do not apply to Chomet Nukshe. So Memele, this Tam Gam should be Osa. So, but if it is Osa, so it's on the basis of a special consideration. Because Loi Pluk. So that's why the Chuvis Mari says Ligabe Mashu. So it certainly after the Hobbit Nukshe, because Mashu is the same Isa like let's say Tahuvas Chomet where there is no shish. It's not the same Isa. So it doesn't become bottle. So it applies to Chomet Nukshe too. Mashu Ingil Gaman is Tam with Gam, even though it's also in Chomet, so it's a special Isa. It's not the same Isa. So since it's a special Isa, maybe why did the Chomet make it special Isa? Because of the Chum of Chomet. Maybe it shouldn't apply to Chomet Nukshe. Or maybe you say, wait, this is the pshat in the Sefer Shuvos Mari. All right, go ahead, Nu. So then that's in one tshuva, Siminkov Samadala, the Mari writes that. That's in another tshuva, the same Mari writes, or Siminkov Zayin Kota. So he mentioned that there is someone who said that Chomet Nukshe doesn't ask on Mashu doesn't ask on Chomet Nukshe. And of course he rejects that because we saw from the previous Shuvah that as far as Mashu is concerned, there is nothing to be considered. That's it. It's not to consider. So he says, Omni Mirali. You see, I mentioned that. You see, the Rosh of Abri Zohar says the reason is why Chomet after the Mashu is because we're doing it. But that's the Rosh of Abri Zohar. But the Rosh of Sochim mentions it's a Koret. So I said, why make a machleket between the Rosh and the Rosh? In other words, so one is made to the other. But you see that Kisvei Mari, he didn't agree with it. He felt that when the Rosh says in Abri Zohar that the reason is why Chomet after the Mashu is because initially eliminate because people are so accustomed to eat Chomet, so they're not deterred from it. I mean, they are tempted to partake of it. So that's why the Chachomim were machna by Chomet. So in other words, he holds that the Rosh in Psochim is inconsistent. The time of the Rosh in Psochim is inconsistent with the time of the Rosh in Abri Zohar. So the Melech, once you assume this premise, so it follows that it should apply as far as with Billy. By itself is concerned, so it applies to Chomet Nukshe also. So Meili says that Chomet Nukshe, that Mashu asked for Chomet Nukshe. We didn't say it was there. You look up the thesis in Tzochim. This is the first thesis. Tzochim that Beis Omed Aleph. So there, and the first Mishnah, Yom HaVot, of Bishnes HaChomet, so Rashi says, why was HaChomet Nisakim? It didn't have Dike and Bio, and Bito is not enough, because Yavir Olu Bali Roi Bali Moshi. This is what Rashi says. So then the Ri says, the Afo Gav Nisakim, another time, the Afo Gav Nisakim in Bito Baomech, Mil HaChomet Lizik Chomet Mubare, Shalo Yovei Liyoch. So then he says, "V'nira l'Rashbo." So then he says, "V'atam shechmiru kam tzvayim b'shor isur anoye." How is it that by other isur anoye, the Chachomim on Adgezer that you should be mivaya because of the Gezer Shem Yovei Ochlei and here, yeah? So he says, "Shalo yitzchichu levarom, mishum yichomet mutech la'ashono, v'lo yinesa rag yipesach, v'lo yibdiu emineh, kidom le'kamon." So we don't know what we call all the old require Kerem Shisur in Israel, we know the Nami Yisur Yishar Achine. Iname. So one reason is why the Chachomim more gazer here by Chomet is that it should require Bio because of Yisrael Duma Sur Mechum Anayi. And they didn't apply the same Yisrael. Regarding Shor Yisurin is because Chomet is with Dilem Anayi. Dilem Anayi. Another reason, Iname, Shana Chomet, Sheachmiro Biteiro Lave, Val Yiroi, Val Yimote. So Yichmiro Chachomim, Lidli Kulivarei, Afilahicha Dibitlein, Shum Dio Meosa Vimichle, since the Torah itself was machmir. Ligabi bali, b'kolhoi bali motzeh, chom nu also machmir, and they were geizeh, egzeh radil motzeh l'michum enayi. V'nir al rajbo, da'afilu lifitam ha'achein, tzorich leima, v'achmiru chachomim, v'chol chomet, afilu v'chomet nukshe, v'al yidei tarume, afo gal beke bali roi. So he says, that even lifitam ha'achein, so he says, tzorich leima, v'achmiru chachomim. This is what the Kisri Mari has referenced. Dim K, why go ahead, no? So, only according to the Tam, that the reason is why the Chachomim made the Gzeire, Gabi Chomet, is because the Torah itself was Machme Gabi Chomet. It had special Isurim, by Roye, by Limote, so that's why the Chachomim were Machme. So then, we have to say, that even by Chomet Nukshe it applies, even though by Chomet Nukshe this Chumres and Achayach, there is no Bali Roy Bali Motze, so we have to resort to the proof. Masha'in came according to the first time, or that the reason why the Chachomim required deal by Chomet is because with Dil Minaye, they were gaze at Dil Mosul Michul Naye because of with Dil Minaye, so then we don't have to resort to the concept of the proof. So then it applies to Chomet Nukse naturally, without resorting to the concept of Lifluk. So the Meir Kisvei Mari says that insofar, that's in line with what the Kisvei Mari said in Tshuve Kusamadale. In other words, that as far as the question of Mashu is concerned, so we don't even have to consider whether we say Lifluk, we don't say Lifluk, because we see the Teise says that according to the Tama Achim, the reason is why the Chachomim required Dio by Chomet is because of the special Chumres of Bali Roy, and that's why the Chachomim were Machmir. So then the question arises, by Chomet Snukshe there shouldn't be any Dio. So he says, look, Blum, Mashenk, according to the first time, that the reason is why the Chachomim were Machmir by Chomet and required Dio, and they said Zera du Mosul and Yichle, is because Chomet was Dile. So then we don't have to resort to the Blum, because since Lloyd Dile, so Chomet Snukshe, and Chomet Gomu are the same. So the Melel Gabi Mashu also. Without considering the question of Lloyd Luke, so we should say that since the Rosh, at the end of Avodah Zarah says, that the reason why the Chachomim matters, Chomet Mashu, is because of Lloyd Dile, so if the time is because of Lloyd Dile, so the Melel, it should apply to Chomet Snukshe, without considering the question of Lloyd Luke. So it's a very good raya from the thesis. In Sochin Dalzei. All right. The Asher Rashi Tirei.
Rashi says the
Rashi
says the
Chachamim
have the
courage
to overdimension
in the Chachamim. Rashi says the Chachamim have the courage to overdimension in the Chachamim. But he gives the Rashi courage. He says that the Rashi says that the reason that's why Chomet is also the Masho is because Lloyd Dile, so the Melech applies to Chomet Nukshe also, so it certainly should apply to Chomet Gomu Erev HaPesach Lacha Chaseis, also because Lloyd Dile. So he says, no, since Chomet Pesach Lacha Chaseis, every Jew is busy with destroying the Chomet, so the Melech that in itself makes him bottle. So only on Pesach is Lloyd bottle. But Erev Pesach Lacha Chaseis, then he's conscious of his obligation of destroying Chomet, so that makes him bottle. So it's a very strange thing. So Erev Pesach Lacha Chaseis, he is bottle, and on Pesach itself, he's not bottle. All right, so of course it's different. They.
All right.
In a riot.
In a riot.
Divorce on.
Ah, so now I'm going to call you the Christian.